Heyo, you're listening to Edge Coach Quip, featuring our very own Edge coaches and community dropping knowledge nuggets to fuel your day.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Coach Quip. I'm Coach Robin.
I'm Coach Chris.
This is episode 210.
Today we are talking about five post-marathon hacks. So you have completed your marathon, it is the day after, what should you be thinking about, what should you be doing?
And this is not necessarily like hack to recover faster and get back to it, right? It is more like, this is shit you should be doing the week after your marathon so that you can, you know, really respect what you just did and start to get your wits about you.
All right, let's jump right into it. Number one is, you just said it wasn't.
But it is.
But number one is to focus on recovery. And this whole episode is not about recovery, but this is your first and foremost, your key this week is to focus on recovery. You just ran a marathon. So really lean into all of your recovery modalities. We're talking your boots, your tubs, your legs up the wall, your gentle stretching, your maybe gentle foam rolling later in the week, massage later in the week, those sort of things, as well as your hydration and your eating good foods, right? So like, this is the time to really lean into those things that will help your body recover and repair faster. Whether or not you want to run again another marathon in the same year, or you want to jump right back into your training as fast as possible, or you want to take an off season, right? You still need to repair your body. So let's get this tip out of the way. First off, make sure you're focusing on recovery.
I think a lot of times people, they think that, you know, they're done with it, they checked the box, they can just go do whatever. But at the end of the day, this is our most significant training day, and we need to treat it like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like, this is the most you ever do in a single moving moment.
Yep.
And we should recognize that. And as much as I love like the social gatherings and the drinking and the dancing, like that's great, but it's not recovery, because chances are you're doing all of those things, you're not hydrated, and you're not sleeping enough. So just give it a little bit more effort from the recovery standpoint, and I promise you, everything else will fall in place. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, we've done several episodes about recovery, and chances are you already know what you should be doing. So just make sure that this week, that is your focus.
Number two, socialize. That's right, we said it. This is an important one. You're gonna have, in my opinion, kind of two bubbles of way to socialize. The first one is going to download with your teammates, good, bad, or ugly. How did your race go? I love the Monday and Tuesday after the race. I would even say Sunday, but most people will come in the days after, because it's a Sunday race. They're going to be hanging with their friends and their family afterward. But it's really important to kind of download with other people on how their race went, so that you can kind of, you know, find commonalities or things that were different. A lot of times when you have a bad day, you're like, ooh, at least that didn't happen to me, right? And it does help to kind of compare and contrast. And it just helps process, because, you know, you just spent 18 weeks training for something, and then you did it for, you know, a good chunk of hours. That's not a lot of time, right? And you have so much stimuli coming at you, it helps to unpack it with teammates. Mm-hmm. The other way we want you to socialize, I kind of already alluded to it, but meeting up with your friends and your family and maybe the people that you didn't get to hang out with as much in the last 18 weeks, you know, make some time for them. Be like, hey, you want to go watch a movie? I'm not going to be working out the week after the marathon, right? And being intentional about that is going to help you probably heal up mentally, physically, as well as make them feel like, oh man, I'm really glad that this person chased this.
Yeah, we had a whole episode about social recovery in the past. So like combining number one and number two, that socializing is a good form of recovery. It actually flips your body into recovery mode faster. So that's a great tip. And then the other piece of this is, everybody that you've been training with, especially if you're downloading with teammates, wants to see you succeed. And if, you know, they're gonna be proud of your effort, whether you had a good day or a bad day. I was talking to an athlete recently who said that they didn't really wanna talk about their race because they had a really good day and other people didn't have a great day. And, you know, the thing is, your teammates, even if they had a bad day, are still gonna be happy for you if you have a good day. They're still gonna be proud of you if you had a bad day. So, you know, make sure that you're downloading with your teammates, just because we're all here as a community to support each other. You don't have to hold back if you had a good time or if you had a bad time.
I'm doing another one on this one, yeah. Not with teammates, but as you're socializing with your friends and their family, one of the coolest things about having a World Marathon Major, or really any marathon or bigger event that runs through your city, is I always think about like the runners are like little pieces of glitter, like going through the streets, right? And then the people on this, there are people on the sidelines, and chances are, if you're listening, you were one or are one of these people that you see it happening, yes. And you hear a voice in your head that says, like, oh, I kind of want to do that, right? So one, thank you for being that spark. Two, when you are hanging out with your friends and family, and there is that one or two, there are one or two people that ask you a lot of questions, those are the people that had that voice pop into their head. They might be too scared to admit it, right? Because it's one day after or same day as the event that they just saw. But it is your job to identify them as you're socializing and, you know, really flush that out. It doesn't have to be that day, right? But, you know, recognize there's a reason they're asking all of those questions. They love you and they want that information, but they're also like, do I do this? And that is like circle of life. Run all of the above.
So good. There's like few things cooler than bringing in a friend into running.
Oh, it's huge.
It's amazing. All right, number three is to do your race report. So we want you to sit down while the race is still fresh in your mind. It doesn't have to be on Sunday because emotions are running high after the race, but in the days following, make sure you dedicate some time to writing down all of the things. So we want you to write down what you're proud of and what went really well. How did your nutrition and hydration strategy work for you? How did you feel about your mindset? So were you positive? Did you hit negative parts? Like, this is a really important one. And then any areas of improvement that you can notify yourself of or remind yourself of so that in the future you can look back at this either alone or with your coach and pick out the things that you want to work on in the off season or how you can improve or just continue to do because it worked really well for you. So this is a very important tool if you plan to race in the future and just to document the occasion in the moment.
Well, and going back to the socialized ones, if you have, you know, if I'm hanging out with Chris and Chris is asking me a bunch of questions about marathon, and I'm like, oh, Chris might want to do a marathon in the future, right? And let's say Chris gets into Chicago the next year. Now I can go back to my race report and pull out some things that might be helpful for him and his, you know, in his own pursuit. So, mm-hmm. you know, just writing it out can be good, bad, or ugly, very cathartic too.
Yeah, and for me, this is like really helpful in having the conversations with friends of like, what are the pieces that I want to share with people about the race? Because the truth is, my friends who aren't runners don't really care about the mile-by-mile breakdown. They want the big picture. And for me, this helps me distill.
Too long, don't read.
Right, right. Like just give me the cliff notes on your race experience. Not that they aren't interested and would sit through it. They might just fatigue a bit at a certain point. But for me, this really helps me dial into the parts of like, what I want to share with other people about it and how I want to communicate this, right? Because the stories that we tell ourselves are really important. This is also in the lead up to the race, but like after the race, if you want to really focus on the negative things when you're sharing it, you could certainly do that. But if you really want to take a more positive mindset, you might write down some of the things for improvement, but you might be more inclined to share the joyous parts of that experience. So it's just a combination of all of these things, the race report, the socializing, you know, all together.
And you also don't have to share it. Like, I would say that too. Like, coaches, we will bug you for yours, right? Like, that's our job if we're working one-on-one with you.
Yep.
But sometimes it just helps to have it in a notes app on your phone, and that's going to be a secure place for you. So, I mean, you do you, boo, right? Do what's right. Number four is don't make any final decisions. So just pipe the heck down for a second. Some people, I mean, sometimes, especially if it's a rough day, like, it's very dramatic. Mm-hmm. More like, oh, here it comes. Right, some people swear off racing forever. Some people immediately want to go and re-register or find another one. Your emotions can 100% be all over the place, particularly in same day, right? So when we are doing crazy amounts of effort and chances are we haven't put in enough fuel and or we haven't put in enough fuel after to refuel, mm-hmm. I mean, literally the most dramatic. I mean, people cry all the time coming through mile 18 for that reason, right? I'm like, get your shit together. Here's a Twizzler, right? So don't make any definitive decisions. Like, give it some time. Not so much that you're going to, like, lose a spot on something, but just give it a second. Get your, let your emotions settle, right? And then you can start to make maybe a little bit more of a pathway forward with anything you want to do in the future. We just don't want you to make definitive decisions that have tons of money attached while you're in a, you know, kind of an emotional state, which is very justified post-race.
And I'm not sure, you know, Chicago does this, but there are races that will try to take advantage of you in this way. So Ironman...
makes me crazy!
Ironman was famous for this, that you would finish the race and then show up the next day and wait in line to register for the following year.
Yep.
Like, you know, the race that I just did had registration discounts the very next day.
No,
at the post party, they had the registration.
Ironman used to do it in the olden days before you even raced.
Oh, that's next.
That's crazy. I just remember that. That was like 15 years ago. But yeah, that was a whole thing.
The hotel that I stayed in even asked me if I wanted to register for next year's race hotel block before I checked out.
Nice.
So
yeah.
You don't make these decisions when you're in that heightened state of emotions. All right, tip number 5 is to lean into other things outside of running that bring you joy. So you are not going to be running this week and go in as you go into your reverse taper. So, you know, be conscious of the post-race blues. This is a very common thing for runners and athletes.
I think first-timers don't know about this.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're going to need to go back to episode 160.
Yeah, so this is a super common, whether you had a good race or a not as good of a race as you wanted. This is something that happens to almost everybody. So yeah, go back to episode 160 and just know that it's something that you might feel a little down or a little bummed because the thing that you were looking forward to for 18 weeks has happened. And regardless of the outcome, you now have to shift your focus to something else. So this is why we say go back tips 1 through 4, really lean into the socializing, write that race report, don't make final decisions, and focus on that recovery, knowing that post-race blues will probably pop up for you. So you should find the other parts of your life outside of running that bring you joy.
Especially the first week too, they don't have to be super physical. Like, mm-hmm. We're not telling you to go rock climbing,
right?
Even if that brings you joy, like, please let your body chill out for just a hot second.
Yeah.
What do you do like week after that would you would be like, oh yes, this checks the box, let's go for it?
Yeah, for me it really is the socializing part. It's the fact that I haven't been hanging out with people because I've been doing other things, and so that's something that brings me joy, or even just like something going for walks.
Yeah.
Taking that time that I would have dedicated to my training and doing something else, like, you know, a light bike ride or going for a walk and by the lake, like,
yeah,
those sort of things.
I would take the dog to the beach.
Yeah. Nature fix.
Yeah, nature fix.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. That's the next edition of Red Run Club. Okay, so we know that there are things, there are hacks that you can do the week after the marathon. They have nothing to do with running, right? But they have everything to do with, you know, really recognizing the amazing things that you just did with your body and letting things settle for a hot second and really maximizing that week so that you can head into whatever's next, strongest way possible.
Thanks for listening to Coach Quip, original music performed by Mend. Follow us online on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Edge Athlete Lounge. Our podcast lives in the blog section of our website. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and you can check out the show notes for additional ways to contact us. Ready, set, onward we go.